In terms of personal tax, the income tax package had already been announced in the 2007 budget. For income tax, the three-band system that we've grown to love is to go from April 2008. Instead of 10, 22 and 40% as the basic model, we're to have a two-band model, 20% and 40%. That means that the 10% starting rate will be abolished. This is for salaries, self-employed profits and profits from land and buildings. But for savings, the three-band system will be retained with a 10% starting rate, a 20% rate and a top 40% rate. Dividends too are unaffected. The rate will be 10% for basic rate taxpayers and 32.5% for higher rate taxpayers, and dividend income will remain as top slice of income. There are some complications here though, and I'll cover those in the Spring Tax Update series and weave them in with the new, equally exciting national insurance rules. Personal allowances are also rising, but for most taxpayers only by £210, from £5,225 in 2007-08 to £5,435 in 2008-09. Pensioners, though, do rather better. Their increases are more substantial. For a person aged 65 to 74, the basic age allowance will rise from £7,550 to £9,030. And for persons aged 75 and over, the rise will be from £7,690 to £9,180. Remember, though, that these age allowances are means tested. There is an income limit for the two age allowances, and in 2008-09, that has been set at £21,800. So, a pensioner with total income not exceeding this number, £21,800, will be entitled to the whole age allowance. However, if their total income exceeds that amount, the age allowance is reduced by £1 for every £2 of income above the limit. But the age allowance can never fall below the basic personal allowance, so rich pensioners will not be penalised. So under these new rules, there are clearly going to be winners and losers. Those on very low incomes will surely lose with a loss of the 10% band, but the tax credit systems, remember, nothing really to do with tax, will kick in to relieve, at least in part, some of the loss.